Blog Talk Radio. shake yourself. Wake yourself this morning. Oh, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to Pastor Kelly, to the ministers, to the evangelists, to the prophets, to the deacons, mothers, to the youth, intercessors, to the men, the ADM frontline, members, families, and friends, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California. Good morning, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean island chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Oregon. I bid you all a good Wednesday, wonderful morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us out of the bottomless pit. Oh, blessed be his name. See, it was God this morning that touched you and woke you and started you on your way, gave you the activity of your limbs. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Now, on this morning, he has allowed us to be here one more time in the land of the living. And you see, as we look around, nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything is fitly into place. Oh, what a mighty God we serve this morning. Hallelujah. See, it's God's unchanging hand that holds us in the center of his bosom. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, glory, hallelujah. For his grace and his mercy is sufficient until the day. And we thank him and we praise him for this new day, for this new journey in the land of the living. One more time, we give our God our highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? The God that we serve, that'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. But he will be there in the midnight hour. He will be there in the noonday. He will be there in the evening. And he will definitely be there in the morning. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Oh, yes. What a mighty God. Because he's awesome in his power. Oh, glory be to God. And we thank him. We thank him because of who he is in our lives on today. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good morning to you, Pastor Smith, and God bless you also on this blessed Wednesday morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I give you honor. And I thank you for being the head of my life. Father God, this morning, as we come to you, as we know how, God, just thanking you just for another day, God. Thanking you just breathing on us this morning, giving us life itself, God. And that's enough, God, for your children to get up and begin to praise you and to magnify your name, God, because you're a mighty good God. We thank you this morning, God, for another opportunity, God, just to praise you, God, just to realize how good you have been to us, God, in spite of our situations, God, because we realize, God, that you are in control, God. You are in control in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift every leader up this morning to you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you continue to let them stay on a while and don't come down. Oh, my God, I thank you this morning, God. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple. I give honor to Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, and Pastor Carolyn, and everyone at the ADM Ministry. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We just thank you, God, for the fire that is stirring up in our spirit, God. We thank you for the joy and the peace, God, that's overflowing. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for continually, Lord, shielding and protecting the youth in the name of Jesus, God. Shield them wherever they may go, God. Send your legions of angels around them, God. Let no harm, danger, God. Continue to teach them, God. Continue to let them lay before you, God, and read and pray in the mighty name of God. We thank you this morning, God. We realize, God, a lot of time when you wake us up, God, we may not feel like getting up. I don't know about you, God. I feel good, but we have to realize it's not about us. Oh, but it's about Jesus Christ this day. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you because you've been mighty good to us, God. So this morning, God, I say, have your way. Holy Spirit, come in and have your way. We realize we can't do nothing without you. But we know we can do all things through you that strengthen us in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We pray, God, that you continue to stretch us like never before, God. Mold us and make us into what you will have us to be, God. And God, I ask that you blow your boldness down on us, God. And when we stand, we can stand with boldness, God. Oh, God, we're not fighting, I'm not fearing anything, God. Let us be strong soldiers of yours, God, like never before, God. Let us continue to love one another, God, like you will have us to be, God. Let us be a close-knit family, God, that nothing can come in. No kind of way, sideways. It's about some of them, not the front or the back, God. Oh, God, how we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for your word, God. I don't know about you, God. We thank you for your word, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we love you, God. We magnify you. I don't know about you, God. We say hallelujah to you, God. We realize that's the highest praise, God. Sometimes, God, we feel like it's not enough, God. It's about some God. Oh, God, we lift up the sick and shed in and everywhere this morning, God. Wherever they may be, God. In the hospital, in the most, God. In the old folks' home, God. And in the jail, God. Oh, but let your people realize, God, in your word, it is sufficient. By your stripes, we are healed, God. It's God, if we begin to speak in the God, and stand on the each and every day. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you this day, God. We thank you for our family members, God. We lift them up. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to draw them near to you. They deliver and set the captain free this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, don't about shake our heart. Oh, God, how we need you, God. Don't about shake us in every area in our life. We need you, God. Let us begin to take inventory of ourselves, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And the things are not like, don't about shake God. Let us begin to say, Lord, help me. Help me this day, God. I don't want to be like this. I got some headaches. I have some downfalls. And I need you to come in and wash me in the blood of Jesus. That I can live holy the way that you desire for me to be. That I can love holy. That I can walk holy. That I can think holy. In the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, this morning, continue to shake us, God. Continue to shake us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We need a good shake of the motion, God. Shake us and let us know that you are in control. And let us know how to seek God, Moshe. We can't happen without you. Thank us to let us know, Moshe, God. Whatever we need, God, it's all in you. It's not in man, it's not in woman, it's not in your child. In the Moshe, I know the Moshe. I know it's in you. In the name of Jesus, God, I lift up married couples this morning, God. I pray, God, that you shield and protect their marriage, so the Moshe, God, in the mighty name of God. Oh, continue to cover them. Cover them in the blood of Jesus. Let them know. The Moshe, God, nothing won't matter, Moshe. Nothing cannot happen. And the Moshe, stand without Jesus Christ in the center of your life. Let marriage couple, God, begin pray together, the Moshe, God. Communicate, God, the Moshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, and let your single women's God begin to just wait on you, the Moshe, God. Don't be in a hurry for me. Just wait on you, he go by Shanda, the Moshe, God. Because God don't make a mistake, he go by Shanda. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, the Moshe, God. Let us begin to just stay in a quiet place, the Moshe, God. To meditate on you, Jesus. To read your word. God, to pray, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us know how to Moshe, that we don't have to be around people all the time. God, Moshe, God, it's a time for quietness, God, where we could just set it in you, God, and rock and wait on you, God, Moshe, God, and hear you minister to our spirit, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, how we love to call the name of Jesus. It's just something about the name of Jesus, Moshe, something about the name of Jesus, God, Moshe, God. Give you joy. Something about the name of Jesus will give you peace, Hello, Moshe, God. Something about the name of Jesus. I began to you to say hallelujah, Hello, Moshe, God. Bless his holy name. He is holy, Hello, my son, Hello, Moshe, this morning, God. I pray, God, that you encourage somebody this morning, God. It's down in the valley, Hello, Moshe, God. I, Hello, Moshe, I'll say to you today, God. Come on up out of that, God. Nothing is down in the valley. God get everything, Hello, Moshe, God, that you need, God. If you need peace, he got peace, God. If your mind is directed this morning, he's that mind regulator for you. If your heart is hurt this morning, he's the heart fixer for you. In the name of Jesus, Hello, Moshe, God, we got to get to the front. And we had a little shot of our sick, Moshe. Got to get tired of being sick and tired. The way we live, Hello, Moshe, God, the way we are. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we have to have a well-made up mind. Just tell the world bye-bye. I had enough with you, God, Moshe, God. God, if you tell me to shine this, turn us and turn us, you're no good for me, God. I see what you're all about now. I see your tricks, God, Moshe, God. Oh, but let me tell you right now, God is in control of my life. He has me in the palm of his arm. Nothing, the Moshe, God, can separate me from the love of God. Somebody need to say, I'm tired of the Moshe. I'm tired of shaking out my shine out of the Lord. God, let me realize, on the Moshe, I'm a woman of mourning that I don't have to shake, on Moshe. Somebody need to say, I'm just tired of going in the crack, fooling myself, testing myself, seeing I'm still delivered. The devil is on the Moshe, God, lie. Why do you want to go back, on the Moshe, when you know God? I don't believe you. I don't know, shake. I don't know, set you free. They're just a trap from a piece of hair. Somebody needs to know the Moshe, God. It's enough, oh Moshe. Because my God told me I'm better than that. My God told me I can live better than the Moshe. I don't have to think of Moshe. I don't have to live below my knees and go by shouting out of Moshe, God. Because Jesus loves me. He is a Moshe. He will fulfill my needs. I don't Moshe. Everything that I need is in Jesus. Somebody needs to know that this morning. Somebody needs to just get up, homeboy, oh son of the Moshe, when the enemy just had you sitting there, scared to make a step. But I tell you today, homeboy, son of the Moshe, get up out that chair, out that bed, begin to make a step. It's not one step. Thank God for the one step, huh, that he allowed you to make this morning. Oh, God, this morning, the Moshe, God, your people need to know how to Moshe, God, even me, God. In the name of Jesus, Hada Moshe, God, you're strong, the Moshe. You're strong and mighty. You've never lost a battle. You've never lost a battle, the Moshe, God. We thank you today, God. We thank you for the joy, because some of us never had joy. But since we came in contact with Jesus, we get joy like never before. Some of us, before we came in contact with Jesus Christ, didn't have no peace, God. Oh, but now what a peace we have in Jesus, God. No matter what's going on around us, we still have peace. God, we thank you this morning, God. We pray, God, that you touch every internet, God. Every telephone, God. Let your power begin to burst through, God. The mighty, the Moshe, in the name of Jesus, God. Let them feel you, God, this morning. Your presence, the Moshe, God. Your presence that they need, God. Your Zico, the Moshe, God. They need you, Jesus. Let them know, the Moshe. Oh, God, we pray for the men, the Moshe, God. The single men, God, the Moshe, God. The married men, God. The one that's not saved, God. God, this morning. Raise up a nation of man, God. Will stand mighty in you, God. That won't bow down to nothing, God. It's after your God's own heart, God. Oh, God, be a mind trigger. Be a mind regular for their minds, God. We bind up the mind that is wandering, God. We bind up the mind of the most shake, God. It's not like you. I pray, God, this day, God. Say the most shake, God. Throw a mind of Christ this morning, the most shake, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, for the men that had journey, God, the most shake, God. We pray, God, that they continue, God. Let the most shake, God, to teach the young girls to come about seven, that will come up. Like a godly man. Have them, oh, shake, God. Let them look at them, oh, shake, God. Let them realize they got young girls coming up, oh, shake. They wouldn't want nobody to dog their young girls out. How do my son of them, oh, shake, God? I put them out on the corner of the book, oh, shake. Oh, it's time to raise our kids up with Christ, in them, oh, shake. Tell them about Jesus, in them, oh, shake. Tell them how loving God is, in them, oh, shake, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we need you, Lord, in them, oh, shake, God. We need you this day, God. To teach us, God, on the walk, God, the way you will have us, oh, God. Teach us, Lord, on the walk, say, God, the love and kindness of the answer, the one that you draw on us, God. Let us teach to the most, say, God, the one that loves us truly, because I said, the most, say, God. I speak to the women out there this morning, God, that's out on the strip, God. Let them realize, God, that they don't have to say their body to the most, say, that the most, say, God, they are better than that. Let them know God loves them today, God, most, say, they. God loves you. Come, little Moshe, come to Christ today, the my son, little Moshe. He's pulling on you, God. Yes, God. He's pulling on you to come. Come to him, little Moshe, God. He loves you, little Moshe. Just like you are, little Moshe, the my secret, little Moshe. You don't have to offer him anything, little Moshe, God. Now, see, come on, Moshe. I tell you, little Moshe, God. Everybody's buying everything, little Moshe, God. But it's one person, it's Jesus Christ. You don't have to buy him, little Moshe. You don't have to give him money, little Moshe, God. He's the God that will come, little Moshe. Loves you just as you are. In the name of Jesus, God. These things, Lord, I ask this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, I pray this morning. Have your way, Lord.
Yes, have your way, Holy Spirit.
Have your way,
right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for the prayer of the mother, that corporate prayer, Lord God, that covered all in the name of Jesus. So, Holy Spirit of the living God, we ask that you come now. Come now. Move right now. Shape right now. Renew right now. Heal right now. Holy Spirit, have your way. Come in the midst. You take full control. In the name of Jesus. To everything and everybody. In the name of Jesus. Help us on this morning, Holy Spirit. We need you. We need you. And we thank you for coming. To see about us, Holy Spirit of the living God. We thank you for coming.
Yeah,
to instruct us, oh glory, on what the Lord has sent down from heaven to give to us.
in the name of Jesus. God, have your Holy Spirit move right now. Dispense right now. God, your will, your works, Holy Spirit of the living God. Do it right now. Touch us right now. Touch us internationally. Touch us nationally. Touch us locally. Touch us as individuals. And touch us collectively, oh God, through your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, let your train fill the air. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Let it fill the air. Holy Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for seeing about us. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for caring. We thank you, Holy Spirit, oh, for the goodness and the mercy that the Lord God has allowed you to bring upon us this day to sustain us, to keep us, to bless us. In the name of Jesus, right now, cover us. Cover us, Holy Spirit. Cover us in your arms. Right now, Holy Spirit of the living God. Have your way now. Have your way now. Touch mind. Touch heart. Touch understanding. Right now, Holy Spirit. Touch us with wisdom, godly wisdom, right now, Holy Spirit. And keep us on the King's highway, Holy Spirit. That we won't look to the left, nor to the right. That we'll look straight ahead in you, Lord Jesus. So have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Sweet Spirit, do it right now. Stir up the atmosphere right now. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Stir it up for us. Oh, glory, hallelujah. That we'll walk in it before God. Oh, glory. And we'll give him the praise, the honor, the glory.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory, oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, right now, go into the four corners of the earth. Move right now upon your feet. In the name of Jesus. God draw every man, every woman, every child right now, Holy Spirit. Do it right now in the name of Jesus. And when you do it, Lord, we're going to thank you. We're going to praise you. We're going to glorify you. We're going to magnify your holy name because of who you are. Oh, Holy Spirit of the living God, we just want to thank you. We just want to thank you right now. Because if it had not been for the Lord, God on our side. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Where would we be? But we thank you.
Hallelujah. This morning.
For keeping us in perfect peace.
Yes, Lord.
And in perfect harmony. Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Now have your way.
Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, oh, God, it's all right.
Yes,
Lord,
oh,
God.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord, bless you be the name of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. For the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Is my rock and my salvation.
Yes,
oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Whom shall I fear? No
Amen.
One.
No
one. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor.
We give you
the glory. We give you the thanks.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Give you hallelujah this morning.
Hallelujah.
We give you the thanks in Jesus' name.
Lord,
thank
Jesus.
God.
Lord,
amen.
Lord,
amen.
Lord,
amen. Amen. Amen, Mother. God bless you for that beautiful prayer this morning. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
And we know that when there are two or three, that God
Lord.
Is in the midst of it all.
Is.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes,
oh, blessed
Lord.
Be the name of the Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I'd like
bless
to send out a special prayer for our own Deacon Robert LeBron. Praise God.
Yes.
May you recover, my brother. May you recover. Under the unction of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to move on along this morning. Praise God. I just had just a little bit. Amen. And I just want to read from Psalms 100. Amen. Psalms 100, beginning at the first verse. Psalms 101 reads as such. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. So how you going to serve him? Serve him with gladness, praise God. Amen. See, it's not about what we can get from the Lord. Amen. It's important. Amen. What's important is that we can come before his throne and we can give him the praise. We can give him the honor. We can give him the glory. We can make a joyful noise before the throne of God, and that we can serve him. And when we serve him, we do it with gladness, happiness. Oh, bless his holy name. Amen. He said, come before his presence with singing. Amen. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Oh, yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, he is. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves.
Amen.
Sometimes people think that it's all about them. All
Come
that
on.
They do, they
Lord
did it all. Oh, glory.
That was Lord.
But if God took away the grace, if God
Come
took
on.
Away the mercy, if God took away the health, oh, glory, where would you be? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where would you be? So you didn't make yourself. God made you. He gave you life, health, and strength to be able to accomplish those things that you're accomplishing. Amen. All because of him. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Oh, yes. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Let me say it again. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And into his courts with praise.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Be thankful unto him. Him who? God, the Lord God. Be thankful unto him.
Amen.
And bless his name. Oh, yes.
Yes.
For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth all generations.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. So what do you think about that this morning? Praise God. Amen. That's how we ought to come before God. Before anything else. Giving him the praise, the honor, and the glory for everything. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Oh,
amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord God loves singing. It's like chords, amen, praise God, of jubilance coming up to him when we sing praises to him.
Amen.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, bless his holy name.
Amen.
So, we should come always in an atmosphere of jubilation to God. When we come into his presence, letting him know that we thank him and we love him for the things
that he do and what he has done for us. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And then we could thank him for those little bitty things, those in-between things, those great big things, and those just-because things that God do for us. Because we give him the praise, we give him the honor, and we sing praises unto his holy name on this morning. Give God the praise. Give him the praise. He is worthy of all of it. All of it. Praise God. All of the adoration. Everything. He's worthy because of what he did for us. Oh, glory, hallelujah. That we should come before his throne and sing holy songs unto the Lord God, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer, our Protector, our Provider. We should sing thanks unto the Lord for all things on today. Give him the highest praise. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
That's all I got today.
Amen.
Give him the praise. Make a joyful noise. And he will bless your soul. Amen. On today. On today. Amen. On today, the Lord is my rock. Oh, yes, he
is.
Oh, yes, he is. Amen. Now we turn things over to our own pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless this morning.
Hey, God, all of you, I think I hit it by accident, but I'm on now. God bless you all, because you pretty much summed it up, Pastor Smith, you know, making a joyful note unto the Lord. And that's that, you know, and we as people, we have to get in the habit of that. You know, so many times our habit, we got a habit to go to God in a place of where we just, I could call it in a form of whining, you know, because things is not properly in order. Things is not, things is out of order. We need certain things. Things we need to be taken care of. So our sound doesn't sound like sounds of joy. It doesn't sound as sounds of gladness. And one thing that I learned, and I want everyone to begin to get into the Bible study and different things that we have, we're really going to be breaking down these individuals that, these men of God that wrote the book. And one thing that I love about King David, David is, you know, the Bible called him chief musician. And one thing about David and one thing he's doing, he's given instructions. He's given instructions. And because he's given instructions, because he don't try the instructions. That's one thing about a leader, or one thing about a man of God. When they talk from a place, they talk from a place that they don't been through, that they don't been in, they don't have experience. So David giving these instructions for a reason. He done been through the fights. He done been through the judgment. He done been through so much different things. He done been through individual want to kill him and want to knock him. He done been through all that. Then he comes in Psalm 100. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And a lot of times, thanks to God, we are missing God because we are missing our joy. We are missing God because we're missing the peace. We missing God.
Man.
Do you know that once you enter into the gates of the Lord, once you enter into him, everything is going to work out? Do you know that he already know that you're going to have financial issues? Do you know that he already know that you're going to already have health issues? Do you know that he's already know that you're already going to have family trouble? Do you know that he's already know that you're going to have employment issue? Do you know that he's already know that you're going to have transportation issue? Do you know that he already know that you're going to have different issues in different walks of life? But one thing that I do love about God doesn't respond to ear in and everything, but he hears everything. He doesn't respond. Let's say that again. He doesn't respond to in and everything, but he hears and knows everything. Amen? Everything. You got to approach the Spirit of the Lord. And Paul and David giving us some instructions where we need to approach the Spirit of the Lord if we want some release and manifestation in, to happen into our life. If we want release and manifestation in our life, you give God the thanks. You make a joyful noise. The Bible calls it, the Bible calls it in the Psalms 2, it says with singing. And singing in the singing in the Hebrew, it just meant making a shout, making a noise. In other words, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I give you praise. Lord, I give you glory. Lord, I magnify your name. Amen. In the midst of your situation, thanks of God. Give God the praise. Give God the thanks. Give God the glory. Because at the end of the day, you're serving a God that is already working out. We get too scared and we get too paranoid and we go into this place of fear because we have fear that he's not going to come. We have fear that things is not going to work out. We have fear that certain things. So basically we're saying that basically what we're really saying, I really do not know God a lot. Like I should, because if you know God like you should, fear will almost be a part of you, making a joyful noise going to always be in you. I'm not going to worry, because at the end of the day, which way this go, it's all in God's will, and I know because I'm in his will, I'm going to come out on top. You're going to always come out on top, follow the instruction of the man of God. So when you hear some information, you just say, God, I thank you. When you get another doctor's report, God, I thank you. When you see that you're getting into a place to where you don't have enough to make ends meet, God, I thank you. I'm telling you right now, it works. When you feel like your focus is getting off, God, I thank you. When you seem like you're just getting the weight of the world on your shoulder, God, I thank you. Make a joy for noise unto the Lord with gladness, peoples of God, and you're going to see things going to change in your life. And not only that, people that is looking at you going to change too, because they know that your issues or things that you go through is not going to conquer you. You create, and now they need to. Now they want to be your student. They want to be a student to get something that you have. Amen. So everyone, I'm telling you right now, is it anything too hard for the Lord? Oh no. So you just say, Lord, I thank you. This morning, Lord, I thank you. Prophesy to your situation by making a joyful, not a crying noise, a depression noise, a noise that is just making all kinds of fuss, but a noise of rejoicing and just say, God, I thank you, because at the end of the day, I might not have much, but his people don't have any. At the end of the day, I might not have the best looking shelter, but I know people that don't have no shelter. At the end of the day, I might got to ride on this bus, but I thank God you've given me transportation. Y'all hear me? At the end of the day, my body might not be all right, and I might have pains, I may have issues, but I still got enough in me that my mind is still good when I could give you the praise. My hands are still good. I can clap my hands. My legs are still good. They might not be the best, but at the end of the day, I can still take a stand and say, glory, hallelujah, amen. We got to recognize the simple things, because the simple things that we are missing, and we get caught up into our own issues. And when we get caught up into our own issue, we're missing the simple thing. The simple thing is just like when you're woke up and getting ready for a prayer. People weren't able to wake up this morning. Somebody did not wake up this morning. Somebody don't went on the glory in the middle of their sleep. Somebody don't went on the glory as soon as they got on up. But you up in your right mind, you might as well just say, God, I thank you. Even thank though you, things Lord. Might not be right in your life, all you got to do is say, God, I thank you. God, I thank you for allowing me to see another day, a day to get it right, a day to come in the dressing room to get my clothes together, because I don't want to hit that cash register and cash out, because there's no return. Y'all hear me? There's no return if I cash out. So therefore, I give God a thank. Thanks to God, you start thanking the Lord. Y'all start with this depression stuff. Now, God, I thank you. God, parents by you. Somebody come and bring you some negative news. You know about Sister So-and-so? Yeah, I know about Sister So-and-so, but I'm going to make a talk for North or Sister So-and-so, Brother So-and-so, even myself, because my Father tells me to bless my enemy, because at the end of the day, greater is he that is in the world that is in me. So saints of God, say God, you just begin to thank the living God for whatever. If you're ready to see some things that come through and manifest in your life, just make a joyful noise. You got to begin to petition. Watch this. Once you begin, it comes into your mind. A need comes into a form of thought. A need comes in a form of different things that you see that you need. You have a need. You have an issue. And that comes in a form of thought. That comes in a form of your character and your personality. Because what you look at as a need or what you look at as a situation, the next person might not look at that as a need or look at that as a situation. So it is your upbringing, it is your structure that could consider what is a need. So once a need is developed and it's developed in your mind and you see a void that is in your life, not your neighbor's life, not somebody else's life, but what you consider as a void. Amen. Always remember, your neighbor don't see things as you see it. You might consider as having 5 canned goods in your pantry is a void, and your other neighbor looking at that and say, sister, that's a blessing. Amen. So when a void or when an issue is being developed in your thought process, now it takes to bring a petition. The petition is beginning to let God to know about it. So you release the petition or you release what's in your thought process unto the Lord. You release the petition. Once the petition is released, you begin to speak over the petition. Speak over the petition, very simple. Father, whatever your will be, let it be done. After you speak over your petition, after you don't release to the Lord, now it's time for you to make a joyful noise. Why are you going to make a joyful noise? Because you don't turn it over to the Lord. In which way it going to go, long as God has it, I know everything going to be all right. So either or. So somebody need to rejoice. And that's one thing I love about the book of Romans. It talks about, you know what, if I leave this earth today or tomorrow, because my salvation is in the Lord, I win either way. Go. If he want me to stay here, I'll still win. If I got to travel or transition on to the Father, I'll still win. So at the end of the day, saints, you are a winner when you accepted the Lord as your personal Savior. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Remember,
what a word.
Make that joyful noise before the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, okay, we got a few announcements before we close out for today. Praise God. And we're talking about our Holy Land tour. Amen. Praise God. We're talking that up. Amen. Because our deadline for all monies to be in is going to be May the 20th. May the 20th. We need to have all funds in, praise God. Amen. Amen. And you're falling a little short, amen. We got fundraisers going on. Get a hold of those leaders out there, amen, praise God. They got the fundraisers going on, and you can participate. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you come on back tonight when our own Mother Helen's going to come, amen, and do
amen.
A drive-by ultrasound, amen, at 7 p.m. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Have a God blessed day.
Let's declare it, church.
I will praise you while I can. How blessed you act.
Church,
through the good and the bad, I praise you.
Whether happy or sad,
whether
Open your